Well, today, December 27th, is a wonderful feast day for all of us here in Leesburg. It is the feast day of St. John the Apostle. It is our patron saint of our parish. In fact, St. John, I would have to say, is the most popular saint in the Diocese of Arlington because we have three parishes named after him. We have St. John the Apostle here in Leesburg. You have St. John the Evangelist down in Warrenton. You have St. John the Beloved in McLean. So three parishes out of our 68 are named after this one saint. So he, of course, is very dear to us. In fact, you can gain a plenary indulgence today just by attending this Mass, because this is the parish of John the Apostle. So make sure you pray for the intentions of the Holy Father. Go to confession within a week before or within a week after today's Mass. And by attending this Mass, receiving communion, and having no attachment to any sin, you can gain a plenary indulgence, God willing, under those usual conditions. So who is St. John the Apostle? And sometimes he's called the Beloved, sometimes he's called the Evangelist, because he wrote one of the four Gospels. Sometimes he's called, by our Protestant friends, St. John the Divine, because his writings and spirituality are so uplifting and so sacred. We know that John the Evangelist was called by Christ along with the brother of John, who was called James the Greater. We know that they were fishermen originally, but then the Lord called them away from their nets to become fishers of men. They were the sons of Zebedee from Bethsaida in Galilee. Their mother was called Salome, who most likely was a sister of our Blessed Mother, which would indicate that James and John were actually cousins of the Lord, since it seems that Mary and Salome were sisters. We know that James and John were fishing partners with Peter and Andrew, and that before Christ called them, John was a disciple of St. John the Baptist. So grace was already working in his life. St. John the Apostle is considered the youngest of all the apostles. He was perhaps about 16 or so when the Lord called him to be a follower. He was one of the Lord's closest friends. He always took Peter, James, and John with him for special events, like the Transfiguration, the raising of the daughter of Jairus from the dead, or the agony in the garden where the Lord was sweating blood. So he was one of the closest friends of the Lord. He was called the one whom Jesus loved, the beloved disciple. And all of us are called to be the beloved disciples of Christ. The Lord also gave them a nickname. James and John were called the Sons of Thunder, maybe because of their mother, Mrs. Thunder, who knows? Or maybe because of Zebedee was full of thunder, we don't know. But we do know, on one occasion, James and John wanted to cast down fire from heaven upon a Samaritan village that did not welcome the Lord. And they even wanted the best places in the kingdom next to Jesus. So it was either Mrs. Zebedee or the boys who wanted this special place for James and John to sit at the Lord's right and left in his heavenly kingdom. We do know that John was the most faithful of all the disciples, because he alone was the only one to stand at the cross next to Our Lady. And Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." And from that hour onward, John the Beloved took Mary into his home. Later on, they would go to Ephesus, which is modern-day Turkey, and you go there today and see Mary's house, where John lived and where he wrote the Gospel of John when he was perhaps in his 90s or close to the age 100. Then John would go off to the Isle of Patmos, where he'd be exiled, where he would write the book of Revelation, and you can, if you go there today, you can see the cave of John the Apostle, where he lived and wrote in exile. So John was an avid writer, writing his gospel, writing the book of Revelation, and three epistles. So he lived out his life until perhaps about the age of 100, and they say that he was the only apostle not to die a martyr's death. All the other apostles were martyred. John died of love in advanced years. And they say there's historical writings when John was so elderly, they had to carry him out in a chair And all he would say is, children, love one another. Children, love one another. He said that sums up the entire scriptures. Children, love one another. And his symbol, of course, is the eagle, because his gospel soars above the synoptic gospels. And then his symbol is also the chalice with a snake coming out of it. You probably have never noticed that when you come in the front doors here, look up at the statue of St. John the Apostle on the outside of the church. When you leave today, look up, you'll see John holding a chalice with a snake in it. And that's because the enemies of the early church tried to poison John by putting poison in a glass of wine, in a chalice of wine. And when he drank it, it was unharmed because he had blessed it. And so again, that shows that he was unable to die in that manner. So his symbol is again the chalice with the snake representing the poison that he was able to drink without being harmed. So lastly, I would just recommend that we take John as our special patron, not only, of course, of our parish, but of our own spiritual life. His two great loves were Jesus and Mary, right? And shouldn't that be the two pillars of our spiritual life? Jesus, especially in the Holy Eucharist, and John was so devoted to the Eucharist. We read in John chapter 6, we see John so close to the Lord at the Last Supper. John is the apostle of the Sacred Heart of Christ. He leaned up against the heart of Christ at the Last Supper. So we should learn John's love for the Eucharist, his love for the Sacred Heart, and then finally his love for the Blessed Mother. He took Mary into his home, but primarily he took her into his heart.